January 21st, 2024. Remember Christ. And when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves. But he was asleep. And they went and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this that even the winds and sea obey him?" Matthew 8:23-27. So far, the apostles have witnessed many things as they have been around Christ, and we've read these. They watched him sit on the mountain and speak teachings like none they have ever heard. Then they witnessed him cleanse a leper, heal a centurion's servant without being next to him from afar. And then again, Peter witnessed Jesus personally heal his mother-in-law and watched her instantly start serving. We have seen great authority. They have seen great authority. This had to be some odd an amazing set of events to take place in front of their eyes. And the message that he was one of great power and authority must have entered their minds in all of this. But now this. Now, this story isn't one to read like a fairy tale. I'll constantly encourage us to forget fairy tales. This isn't just a book full of stories. This is reality. This was real. There was a storm, and there were disciples, and Christ did calm the storm. That storm. But there are a few things that I want to point out that really are amazing. Things to keep in mind. Number one, Jesus was asleep in the boat. He said in the passage before that he has no place to lay his head. And now we see him with his head laid in a boat during a great storm. He might not have a place to lay his head permanently, but be sure nothing shakes the Son of God when he needs a nap. And this may be funny on the surface, but let us not take it for granted. We must learn from this. We don't serve a God who is shook by what we are shook by. Sicknesses, storms, death. He's not shook by that. He controlled the weather that day, just like he does every day. So when we read this, we can be sure it was intentional. God is in control of every hardship and times where you and I and they think we will be dead before morning. Any circumstance. He didn't just casually or carelessly pass out. He's not lazy or irresponsible. No, he was asleep to test and prove to the men around him who he was. They hadn't fully gotten it. And indeed, we don't fully get it. That's why we must read and reread. We must be sure the Christ we serve is in control. And that comes through reading the Word of God. We have to constantly soak our minds in the Word of God. He is life. And when we are with Him and are in Him, we will not perish. Though we die, we will not perish. We serve a calm, steady, in control Christ. And though He takes a nap, be sure He's in the boat and He's in control. So number one, Jesus was asleep in the boat. Number two, the fear of death cripples our view of reality. This one's going to hit home for all of us, so be sure to listen. When the disciples were being tossed around, and the waves were crashing into their boat, and terror had struck their hearts, they became blinded to reality. Now, this is a great lesson to hold in our hearts, especially on a Sunday morning before we go worship. Some of us are deeply wounded and held down by maybe another's death, our spouse just died, maybe cancer, maybe the constant chronic pain we face, waking up every day in pain. And it's debilitating. But let us take comfort in the text that you are reading today or listening to today. And I encourage you to go read it. Look to Christ and see that He is not shook, and that at any moment He can say a word and have it gone. And I know what our minds will do. We say, why hasn't He then? Why doesn't He fix this? What's He waiting for? I thought He loved me. That's a very common thing to ask, because things seem so, so dark. But let me tell you something very important. You and I are not alone in asking this. Job asked this. David asked this. And these apostles asked this. Read the text. They said, "Save us, Lord. We are perishing." And some of you are saying that. And then read Psalms 42. I encourage you to go read the whole psalm. And hear David say the same. Verse 9, we hear him say, "Why have you forgotten me?" Does that sound familiar? Here in the boat and there in your bedroom, does that sound familiar? Why have you forgotten me? You're sleeping. Why are you sleeping? There's a storm. But what David does when we read Psalm 42 is the salve to our fear. We read, he remembers. Verse 6 says, "My soul is cast down within me, therefore I remember you." He's struggling, and what does he decide is the solution? To remember God, to remember Christ. But to hear at the end, "O you of little faith." Now this implies that as you look, be sure to trust, even if it seems unbearable. Remember Christ, but remember in such a way that it affects your emotions, that you really cling to it. Not just remember it cognitively, but that you remember it inwardly. To see Christ asleep is discouraging. And to see God not acting the way we wish to our pain is discouraging. But He is in the boat. I promise you, He is in the boat. He's everywhere. He's not gone, and He hasn't forgotten you. He's in the boat, and He's not worried. And in that, we take comfort. He's in control of everything. Do we see Him? Or what about when Peter walks on water? Do you remember why he sank? It says because he saw the waves. He saw the wind. If we focus on the wind and the waves and not on Christ, if we focus on our sickness and on our pain and not on Christ and not on His promises, or if we focus on the fact that, or the idea that we may die from this, whatever we're going through, and we don't focus on Christ, we will be tossed and crippled. So I encourage you, remember He's in the boat. He hasn't left you. So number 2, the fear of death cripples our view of reality. And lastly, number 3, and it's short, He's in control. We can be sure of this. One word and everything is fixed. If you die, everything will be fixed. Let's trust and have no fear. He's not just a man, but He is King. He is Creator, and He is life. And you belong to Him if you put your trust in Him. Today, repent from your sin and put your trust in the one who sleeps during storms. And with this, let us have a happy Sunday.